Has this ever happened to you? I'm talking about the feeling that you get when you've posted the wrong thing. Or in my case, what happened last night is I scroll. So picture this. I've got my phone in my left hand, right? And I scroll with my thumb. I don't know how you scroll on your phone. Mm-hmm. So I just scroll on Facebook. So you scroll. But they've put the like, love, wow, sad button right there where my thumb is scrolling, right?
Yes, it's mutzvelach.
It's mutzvelach. They catch me. And I accidentally, so now I'm on a post, right? Now I'm reading the comments on the post. And I'm scrolling through the comments and I accidentally love a comment that I really shouldn't love.
Not wow.
Not sad. Oh, Martin Bester, Roy Argy. Loves this comment. So I go into flat panic and realize, for some reason, you can't unlove it on your mobile.
What is that even? Facebook?
So, right? Why? In the year of our Lord, 2018. So now I frantically go to my laptop.
Yeah, but there's a charger soon.
No. Seriously. I get the laptop, I open it, because the harder you punch the button, the better the chances that it's going to work quicker, right? So now I'm punching, like, a thing. It's not going on. Where's the charger? Why is he charging? Oh!
Plug it in. Oh.
And I'm already thinking, I'm going to come back to this, and people are going to go, we knew it.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, I get to unlove the comment that I really didn't want to love in the first place. It's that feeling you get. It's that hopeless, like, your insides turn upside down feeling you get. And it's the same feeling you get when you send a message on the wrong WhatsApp group, I would imagine. Has it ever happened to you that you've posted the wrong picture, or the wrong voice note, or the wrong message on the wrong group? Let us know about it. It's a bit of a confession session this morning. Alma Kapelma?
I get needles and pins. Like my hands.
Horrible feeling, hey?
I get needles and pins.
Horrible feeling.
Now listen, all you have to be is a part of a girl group, right? On WhatsApp. And then screen grab that group. Try and send it to your bestie with rolled eyes, but actually send it back to the same group.
No. You know what I'm saying? Let's hear. Wat jy boe boe gemaak?
The Confession Session with Martin Bester.
Martin, môre, ja, dit het al met my ook gebeur. Ek het 'n boodskap vir my man probeer stuur, waarin ek 'n paar lelike vloekwoorde ingesit het, en ek stuur so ewe die WhatsApp, en toe ek sien, toe het ek het vir my baas gestuur, en op daai stadium kan jy nog nie jou boodskappe gedelete het op WhatsApp nie, en ek delete en ek niks gebeur nie, en my baas het net gereply, who me, en ek moes so mooi om verskoning vra, want ek glo nie uit gedink sulke woorde kan uit my mond uitkom.
Imagine if it was fitting though for the boss.
Hi, good morning, Martin. I kind of did the same thing. I was actually involved with another woman while I was married, and I posted my girlfriend's pictures to my ex-wife.
Ouch.
The one time there was a sales meeting and everybody was called in for the sales meeting except me. So I thought I was texting my manager. In the meantime, I was texting the whole company group. And I said, why the am I not invited for this meeting? And she replied, don't worry, you're not missing much. It's anyway. So yeah, it was actually on the public group meeting.
Ouch, that feeling, man, that sinking, hollow, naar feeling.
Dag Martin, ek is ook maar in die musiekbedryf, sê Martin, jy behoort te verstaan waaroor dit gaan. Ek was weg gewees vir so 'n week lank en so wil ek vir mamma sê, luister hierso, sy moet reg staan, papa's op pad, en die presiese woorde wat ek vir haar gestuur het is, mamma, hou die pan warm, die wors is op pad. Toe stuur ek het per ongeluk nou, wat is van my broer toe? Ja, gelukkig, dankie toch, dit was van my broer, want hy het nogal gering, dit was kruisnaaks, en nie een groot ding daarvan gemaakt nie. So, imagine as het nou net by iemand anders het ook uitgekom het.
Hy het nie een groot ding daarvan gemaakt nie. Jy het.
Martin Bester and team, I got no confessions to make, I just want to say, listen to your show every morning, great show, I love it. Thanks,
cool. Thanks for that, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, Martin en Span. Ja, ek het nou nie so embarrassing story nie, maar ek het by 'n nuwe werk begin, so voordat ek al begin het, het die manager van ons 'n WhatsApp-groep gemaak met almal op en ek stuur vir my ma en my skoonma foto's van my kind. En in plaas om dit vir hulle te stuur, van hoe oud my kind is, stuur ek dit op die WhatsApp groep. So almal is soos, "Ah," is ek soos, "Almal weet die kere groepie, verkeerde groepie."
Almal is soos, "Ah," but you can just feel how, you can hear how their eyes are rolling in the back of their heads.
Hi, it was right about Easter and my sales manager and my daughter's name were the same. So I sent my sales manager a message that was meant for my daughter and I still said at the end, "Love you."
Oh! Did he say love you back or love you too?
Love
you
too.
Martin, ja, my confession is, ons het so'n ouwe hockey groep, ons dochters hockey speel, maar dit is net vir die ouwers. En die coach het enig te stuur, sê vir my nou boodskap vir my baie dankie te sê vir een borg wat ek gestuur het. En in gedagte is ek bezig om my boodskap te tik vir my vrou wat te vaar sê, my liefie, ek mis jou baie en is geen probleem nie. Ons sorteer alles vinnig uit en ek is lief vir jou en die accent te sien ek is op die hockey groep en joh. My vrou vra vir my toe daarna, wat de het jy gedoen? Ek sê, nee, ek weet nie. En toe kyk, toe ek hierdie boodskap gestuur, op die hockeygroep in plaas van my vrou gestuur. So ja, toe ek nog een bietjie explaining gehad om te doen.
Nou, brother, Gerda.
Yes,
was Margaret nie ook een hockeygroep nie?
Precies, yep. A hockeygroep ouer. But I think the winner is still Jared Harvey. I mean, God bless his soul. He is the sweetest man on earth. If you want to go and check out that voice note again, it is the book.
My
famous
special person.
So there's Jared Harvey's book voice note, and then there are people that obviously, I mean, he opened the door that is mocking Jared Harvey.
As it my book, my poopy bloops. Kom ek vir jou sê, slaapie was lekker. Bietjie kort, wat was right, my poop soeps, loops, poop loop, soepie se lekker wees, my special person, my skattebal, my diefie duifie, my liefie luifie,
diefie duifie,
my Esther Perd.
Hy moet begin rap.
Hoekom het ons man serieus?
Hy moet 'n rapper word.
Breakfast with Martin Besser, giving you a fun way to wake up.
Thanks for your love, my show, it's great.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda.com.